Well, I thought we did really well. I believe they were averaging about 139 yards a game, and I think we held them to 47. Don't quote me on that. I don't really look at it that much. But overall, we did a great job to try to make it a one-dimensional game. And we thought they did a heck of a job. Redskins did, but we did a really nice job in the run game. That was very nice.
Do you look at success rate more? Do you do the overall yards?
Well, we try to do is anytime we try to be really successful on all downs and distance. But really, if you can do a great job on first down, then it makes their third downs more manageable. Going into that game, their third and short area, by far, they were huge at it. They had like probably 27 attempts in, how many games they had played. So what we wanted to do is try to do a good job on first and 10 and second down. So those third downs were longer yardage, which we were able to do.
Is this a typical Saints team as far as what they do with the running backs in the running game?
Yeah, the Saints are really, really good. They got a lot of talent at running back. They don't have one guy. They got three. Ingram, strong, powerful runner, will run you over. Okay, Robinson's been doing a really good job. They got CJ he's a threat out of the backfield receiving. I think he averages, over 12 yards a catch. I think overall in the games that they've played, they've been targeted about 57 times, screen games, check downs, wheel routes. They're really, really good at it. Plus, you're going against Drew, who's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. He manages everything from the line of scrimmage. So, we've got quite a challenge this week.
Can you expand a little bit about, I'm sure you've seen plenty of him over the years with Drew Brees. I know some guys have said in the past, getting pressure towards the middle.
Well, he is. He's not 6'3" quarterback. He is smaller, but he is mobile. He is very tough. He's not afraid of the interior rush. But if you can get the inside push on him, I think on any quarterback that's going to help you. But overall, many years ago we went there and practiced against them during the summer, and so I've spent 3 days over there watching them and just the way they maneuver offensively, very fast. In and out of the huddle, and the way that he has the command of the offense. Plus, him and Sean been together for all those years, so it's a veteran-like football team with him, and they're not going to change, but we won't either.